Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for a feature that we call Weighing In from Around KTIC Country. We're just over halfway through following the harvest in our area. Today we're visiting with Scott Eaker. He and his dad farm just north of Norfolk, Nebraska. Corn, beans, have some cattle as well. Scott, thanks for joining us here today. Just a brief synopsis, first of all. How was the growing season there in Madison and Pierce counties?
Started out pretty fast and furious. I think I can speak for ourselves and say that we probably planted more in April than I can ever remember. I think a lot of guys planted more in April just because the conditions were ready and things were dry. Some of the fields that we had tillage, it got to where I was trying to move quite a bit of dirt aside to get into some moisture. The dry conditions in the spring made for a fast planting season. But of course, that is something that kind of caused some more challenges moving through the season, hoping to catch rains and to keep some moisture in place.
Yeah. How far behind were you on moisture for the season? You keep track of that?
I didn't keep perfect track, but I would say, we have irrigation, so definitely paying attention to that. We had some rains in season, early in the season, that were good. They were helpful and kept things coming along. It was the typical July where things kind of shut off, mm-hmm. and you really start running pivots more intently. And then, of course, August is where things got serious, and in the first couple weeks, I know with like soybeans, even you want to get a lot of water on soybeans in August. And I didn't feel like we were adding bushels watering in August. I felt like we were just kind of trying to maintain and keep up. Mm-hmm. It was a bit of a rat race there, keeping pivots going, especially in August.
Yep. Were there any insect or diseases that that popped up on you that you had to deal with, Scott?
I would say things were better this year. Last year in 2019, the thistle caterpillar was a big problem in many areas. And we didn't really see a blow up of that, or even on soybeans. Like, didn't see a lot of aphids. I think disease pressure in corn was down. It was a pretty good year, at least in this area, as far as, dodging bullets on some of those pests that we worry about every year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's summarize the harvest, Scott. Let's talk on soybeans. You wrapped up on soybeans here a while ago. Give me the summary. How did the soybeans perform through the end of the season?
Well, I think like a lot of people saw, as we got into August, there were a lot of bean fields that started to turn and drop leaves a little earlier than you would like to see. And that, of course, is from how hot and dry August got. Our soils are just getting depleted of moisture. So if you had irrigated soybeans and corn and really kept after the water, I think we were able to maintain some good yields, but then of course, dry land farms, and especially where there's sandier fields, that's where things really kind of seem to dive off, as you would expect. So in our irrigated fields, we've got some pretty good yields, are good, but the averages have been pulled down a little bit by the fact that the dry corners, in some cases, are not very good. So, keeping on top of your irrigation was definitely critical this year if you had it. That's kind of the moral of the story.
Yep, that kind of summarizes the soybeans. Let's switch over to corn quick. How far along are you on corn? And again, kind of summarize, what are you seeing on the yield monitor as you're running?
I would say we're a little over half done on corn. We're probably kind of in a similar boat with most people in my neighborhood, although I know some, with the dry weather has definitely kept harvest rolling along at a good pace. The yields we're seeing, again, if in some dry land areas, especially if it's sandy, that's things have been pretty tough in those areas. And then under irrigation, some pretty good yields. I mean, in good soil, under good irrigation, I've seen, you know, yields 250 plus. Now, again, that's not going to be a field average because of the dry corners are kind of pulling that down. But I do think, too, I sometimes think in drought-type years, as long as you're keeping up on water, you can have some really good yields. And I think sometimes it's also because you're not getting those big rain events that are causing you to lose nitrogen. It seems like, you know, you're able to keep more of your nitrogen. And if you can keep water there, you can have some really good yields, even in a dry year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good, Scott. Just as we kind of wrap up here, have you comment, we were talking about this before, too, just on the change in weather that we've seen here at the beginning of the week. So we might have to shift gears here for a day or two and let the snow take care of itself, huh?
Yeah. You know, I was hoping that we would they've been talking about this, and I was hoping that it wouldn't show up. But I looked out the window this morning, and there it was. Kind of had a big day planned. But, yeah, we'll have to kind of retool and try to see how we can use the day to tie out some loose ends elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of looking ahead here, and you made the comment, too, that harvest is going very quickly in the neighborhood. Does that, you know, how do you think you would use the open time in the fall? I mean, are you going to go after some tillage or fertilizer application? Are you going to be able to do something in the fall maybe that you wouldn't do in most other years?
You know, that's a good question, and I've been thinking about that. Certainly getting some tillage done where tillage needs to be done. I've thought, you know, if there's areas that we needed to do some deep ripping, some inline ripping, this might be a good time to do some of that. But at the same time, I was thinking, you know, just being a little concerned if it does stay dry, if we have a dry winter, boy, we could be in trouble next spring. And so I wouldn't want to do too much recreational tillage, I guess, as you might call it. But, probably just, if we have some time, you know, there's plenty of other stuff to do. As far as, you know, cleaning up some fence rows and managing some trees and stuff like that. So, you know, that's some of the stuff we'll be looking at for this fall. And maybe try to relax a little bit. you know, it takes some time to just enjoy family and, you know, and enjoy life, so.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly some value in that. Scott, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the summary. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call, Chad.
Again, we've been visiting with Scott Eaker. He and his dad farm just north of Norfolk. And an update on this week's Weighing In from Around KTIC Country. Chad Moyer reporting.